The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
December 26, 2024. How you doing? I am Dan Day, not Tobin. Leroy is here, along with my cousin Vladimir Louisson. Yesterday, Christmas Day, the first day of Hanukkah, and the sports gods blessed us with gift after gift after gift. Leroy, what was your favorite gift that you got yesterday?
Basketball.
You like the basketball?
The basketball. The football was, all it did was confirm everything that I thought about the Kansas City Chiefs.
They can win three games.
They're going to win the championship.
Y'all could think what y'all want with all these close games. But
they won three games in 11 days.
And guess what?
And they ran away with an away game
yesterday.
And at
no point in time did you ever think,
nope,
they squeaked by.
Especially not yesterday.
Whew. Right. I'm baffled by, and they got injuries too. And they got guys banged up too. And their star player on defense didn't play.
Yeah, but they still got,
right?
But they got 1-5.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
They got 8-7. They got Andy Reid.
Can I ask a question? There's Lamar Jackson. There's Jalen Hurts.
There's great quarterback.
Josh Allen. How can this bad dad body guy always seem to run for 20 when he need 19 for a first?
Don't you guys realize something? He's great healthy. But what you think is an injury is actually like his Popeye spinach. Anytime his ankle gets messed up right around postseason time, okay.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes is going to seek and destroy. And that's what's going to happen.
Right. But like you say, what did they went into that game saying, there's no way he's going to run on that bum ankle.
Last week, right? First possession. Suckers. Touchdown.
Suckers. Yeah. And Lamar, are we starting, and I'm going to say this, and you're probably going to agree with me, right? For all the things we say about the Dolphins, right? Big game in December, playoffs. Can we start saying that about Lamar?
Yeah, he's the Phil Mickelson of the NFL.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and this is it. And here, I don't believe this at all. I think that sports is a crazy thing in that you can be great 70 or 80% of the time in baseball. You can be great 30% of the time in basketball. You can be great for 40, 50% of the time. And the only things we talk about is the other percentage that you haven't been good. And we do that in sports. And it's crazy because I'm a firm believer that a guy who bats 300 is going to bat 300. And if he goes 0-for-6, that means, you know, he's going to have a heater. If you don't get it at the right time, like, You think these guys don't want to get a hit all the time? So to say that, oh, this guy can't hit under clutch, like, it's hard.
I can't shoot him bail, Leroy, on that. Because when you're being put in a esteemed class, you're putting you're now being your two-time MVP, your performance and your talent and what you showcase in the regular season has put you now in a place where all you, if you do win a championship, now you've elevated yourself into another level.
There's so many moving parts.
I get that.
Why do we put it on one guy? And I'm not saying that all these things can't be true, and that Lamar has played some of his worst games in those moments. But I'll take it a step farther. What about the teams that rely so much on one guy? Like, the thing about Patrick Mahomes this year, they've not had to rely on him solely like they do in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow.
No.
And so from that standpoint, it's almost like what he's done up to this point has been bonus, because they've never, that defense has never let a team run away. That, you know, they're always in all these games and allows him to relax and have those two or three big plays.
Okay.
And so I get what everybody says about all of this. But so, you know, in basketball, you can have your star go out and average 40 in the series, and the only thing we're going to say is he couldn't get past the first round.
Well, it all depends. But there's also, like I always say, what do I always say, Dan? There's always context. So if he's averaging.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Leroy, no, if he's averaging 40 points, but in the clutch when games are, you know, winning possession games, and he doesn't come up big, or the other person or the other star on the other team does, yeah, you're gonna get criticized.
I think it's so much deeper than that, though.
Yeah, well,
to say this guy did it and this guy didn't. You score 40 points in an NBA game. Are we only gonna talk about the shot that he missed?
That's what we do.
I understand that, but is that?
Mm-mm. Don't do this. Who would you rather be, Mark Rippon, Trent Dilfer, or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson. Wait.
But he doesn't have a championship. Wait, he hasn't won the big game.
I give you one even better.
Don't do that.
Dan Marino might be one of the purest passers of football to ever walk the face of the earth.
Yeah.
We acknowledge that. We say that.
Absolutely.
We know that. Right? But we don't ever talk about Dan Marino as never winning, as much as we do some of the guys we do today.
But, okay, here's the other thing you also – okay.
Because we say this. Yeah. He never had run game. He never had
that. And then so with Lamar, those things were being said. He didn't have an established running game to help him out.
Now,
he didn't have receivers.
I see what you're saying right now.
Now he got
everything.
So you understand? Okay, fine. Yeah, You haven't won, but you've done all of this. But if I've seen sustained greatness in the regular season for over a period of time, but when you get into the postseason and they've added weapons, they've given you things, they've heard the outside noise to help you. After a while, if you don't do it, it's on you, fam.
Okay. But how can we start this conversation with what we say about Patrick Mahomes and then talk about Lamar Jackson not being able to win? Is it possible that, for example, the mailman played basketball at the same point in time as Michael Jordan?
Sometimes you play in a time when there's a boogeyman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But we don't like it. Can both guys be great?
Yes.
And Patrick Mahomes is just on that Tom Brady level, like it was with
Manning.
With Peyton Manning.
Yeah, we see it. We've seen it. We've already seen it. So that's why.
Can both be great, and he just not be able to get past the boogeyman?
Sometimes you just live in an era.
Or does he have to be a failure?
You were just born in the wrong era sometimes.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you a failure. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Lamar Jackson is great, right? Lamar Jackson is great. And his unfortunate circumstances are that in the point in time when he's trying to win a championship, He got Josh Allen and he got Patrick Mahomes. The same way Phil Mickelson had Tiger Woods.
Yeah, sometimes you're just playing. You're great. It's just somebody better.
Okay. But we don't acknowledge that's all I'm saying.
No, we acknowledge that. But here's why, Leroy. Because you know why?
We always say that he's a failure.
Dan, you know why, Dan?
I don't call him a failure.
No. You know why, Dan? We acknowledge that? It's because that boogeyman starts to be hated, and they want that boogeyman to want to be taken down.
So Patrick Jose did not wrong, but too much.
I don't think anybody.
We got too much. I don't think
he's won three championships. You get tired. You start get tired of winning.
Nobody hated Michael Jordan, so let's get away from that.
He took a break. He was smart.
Wait, check this out. At the end, when he was playing Utah, there was a lot of people hoping Utah beat him. So
you get tired of the winning. But this way, it's happened down here when the U was winning national titles all the time. People get sick and tired. Right. It happens in Alabama. Happened with LSU. When they start seeing an established winning and they're in the championship all the time, they're getting the best players, you get upset.
I got you, but all I'm saying is this. It's unfortunate that we can't just enjoy what is going to turn out to be, especially in the AFC and now in the NFC, when you talk about Philadelphia, Minnesota, Detroit,
Green Bay,
right? When you talk about these teams, and instead of enjoying, like, this is going to be like a shootout because you have no idea what's going to happen, we're going to look back and say, you know, when these games play out, somebody was a failure. And I'm like, the hardest thing for a fan to do, no matter how good your team is to admit the other team was better. And I'm not saying Lamar Jackson ain't great, but I'm saying right now, what he dealing with that boogeyman in Kansas City, right? What Josh Allen is dealing with that boogeyman in Kansas City, right? That is, we go at the end of the year, if they win again, and win three in a row, we're going to look back and talk about the failures of Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and not the greatness of what Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and these Kansas City Chiefs have done.
They have, Leroy. They have.
I'm not saying they haven't, but what we're saying is we also say this, and I think, you know, you can play a bad game in those moments. Right? I'm not excluding that. But what I'm saying is this, is that they're going to look at Josh Allen saying he can't get over the hump. They're going to look at, you know, a Lamar Jackson and say, oh, he's a regular season guy. And I'm saying, no, they just playing at the same time as Patrick Mahomes. And it's unfortunate, but it doesn't take away from any of the greatness that is Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen.
And that is a fair point. Now, Leroy, you answered the question to open the show. I'm going to ask you, Vlad, from the sports gods yesterday, Vlad, what was your favorite present?
Knicks over the Spurs.
With that being said, you both agreed the NBA was better yesterday, and we have not talked 1 second about it. Again, the NFL wins. I'm sorry.
Because we really want to talk NBA, we got to talk about the news locally down
here. Let's do it right now. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from hundreds of Volkswagen models in inventory. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Sources, Shams, say that Jimmy Butler prefers a trade before the February 6th deadline. Jimmy Butler is questionable tonight as the Heat are in Orlando to take on the Magic at 7.
Hold up. I got this.
Go.
Now. We are familiar with the NBA inner workings. Right? And I'm going to throw this out there. I have no idea if it's true. All I have is what transpired in the past with every team. Now, let me put this out there. Y'all tell me if I'm off base, because I'm not a conspiracy guy. You know I get on Tobin about this, but it must be said. It must be said.
Say it.
Now, Jimmy Butler hasn't played in a couple of games.
Friday, he got sick.
He was sick, apparently, after spraining his ankle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been sick since.
He hurt his ankle so bad he had the bubble guts.
That's it.
Like, help me. That's, help me with it. All
know.
Right.
Now,
when a star player over the last 15 years of the NBA has not played and mysteriously is out for a number of games for whatever reason, what does that usually mean?
Trade's about to happen.
Okay. I'm just saying, I don't want to be the only one to feel that way, but the circumstances in which Jimmy Butler has not played, right, seem kind of eyebrow raising, right? Like, am I the only one?
No, it's definitely eyebrow raising. Dan and I talked about this prior. It's Jimmy's agent. What's going on here?
I know what's going on.
I know what's going on, but you're making the public seem like it's like all these Shams is not coming out here, especially getting this new gig with ESPN.
He's not putting his reputation on the line to take a wild guess.
And going like
now that he just got the job too.
Especially,
by the way.
Yeah, especially when you're replacing the guy who taught you and the guy that you were competing against. You're not gonna go in first story and just throwing something on the wall, David Stick.
Wild guesses.
No, you're not doing that. You're getting information, and you know what's going on. And everybody
you think
else
coming from Jimmy's agent,
right? Someone in Jimmy's camp.
It's coming from his agent. Here's my other thing.
Like, we see the stuff out there, and everybody's going to ask Jimmy. And Jimmy's not going to talk because he's not playing, so he don't have to talk, right? Everybody going to ask Spo. Everybody going to ask the Heat. And then it's mysteriously going to happen. Now, if there's a message out there that says he prefers to get traded during well before the trade deadline, one of the reasons why they put that out there is so neither side is pressured into making a sudden, and then you end up with a garbage trade. You see what I mean? But that brings me to this point. Are there more teams out there that feel the way Portland did? Because wouldn't that make it more difficult for anybody to do a trade with?
They're intimidated by Pat Riley and are scared to get fleeced.
Not even intimidated, just like it almost means Portland went out of their way.
They did.
Not to do business with the Heat. So if there's more teams like that, then where does that leave the Heat? And is that why maybe his agent put that out there early? To get things rolling instead of waiting till the last 2 or 3 days before the trade deadline.
Maybe there could be a deal that they're working on right now. Maybe they're trying to get this extension done. Who knows what's going on?
Or maybe
right now.
Trying to get this deal done now so that you go to this new team, hopefully a contending team, you play well, and then they give you the contract that you want because.
Oh, you don't want to just be there at the last minute.
You don't want to get traded
right. Next
season at the end of the year, and then you may not be getting. You may not have the leverage.
Well, the way the NBA is throwing money around, I do believe Jimmy would get an extension with 29 other teams. Now, there's 30 teams in the NBA. The only one he wouldn't get it with is the Heat. Right? That's the way it's playing out for me. Because if they were going to give him an extension, he would already got it.
And what's good for Jimmy is that those teams that are rumored to be his destination need him. Like, you saw that Warriors game yesterday against the Lakers.
Yeah.
They need Jimmy.
They need that dog. What Jimmy is a true scorer built like Draymond Green, right? Like Draymond Green does his thing, his assists, his, you know, touch them all, but he's not the scorer that Jimmy is.
It's just weird out to me that he's missed, what, three games now?
With all that being said, he's probably going to play tonight and score 40 points.
Are we sure about this? Because this sounds to me
wait,
like
wait. If he doesn't play tonight, is that
means nothing?
That to me sounds like the Miami Open flu
dude,
from last year.
Can I just say something? If you got bubble guts for over a week, you need medical attention.
Yeah.
Listen. You know, when you get the bubble guts, you today some bad food. I don't look. I'm from New Orleans. Well, like you might get something that's a little bit too spicy, right? And you know, you're in a little bit of trouble. It's like it lasts for 24 hours, and then guess what you do? What was that? Let me try it again, right? That's what we do.
We're gonna see.
But if it's still lasting for a week, first of all, right? You're gonna be dehydrated. Like you can't. Dude, bubble guts is not designed. No, bubble guts is not a.
What are you telling me? There's not enough Michelob Ultra for him to drink?
No.
For him to be hydrated?
Dude, if you go out just drink, first of all, you ain't going to have the bubble guts for like 12 hours because you're going to sleep it off first. You see what I'm saying? Like, come on.
A lot of people probably suffering with that after a long day of eating yesterday.
I'm going to just say this. If he don't play tonight, then I might be full Tobin.
Look.
Tobin melt. Chomps nearly ruined Tobin's Christmas. I think Chomps ruined Tobin's Christmas yesterday, bro. He ruined Tobin's Christmas.
Look.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get more into Jimmy Butler, more into Christmas, but we also got to find out who's going to be playing quarterback this weekend for one of your former teams, Leroy, against the Miami Dolphins. That is next here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. Okay, 4 o'clock, Cleveland, Ohio. It is the Miami Dolphins and the Cleveland Browns. Looks like, I don't even know what QB Jameis Winston is for the Browns. If he's QB,
oh, Jameis is playing.
No. You got to let me finish, Mia Moore. I don't know if he's.
Never call me my lover ever again. Never say that again.
I slipped away.
Hey, when that came out, I knew that was coming going sideways.
Maybe. when you cut me off,
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I thought Jameis was benched, but go ahead.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know if he's QB 2, 3, whatnot. It looks like Jameis Winston's not going to be playing for whatever reason, whether he's banged up, whether he's benched. It looks like the Cleveland Browns options, Dorian Thompson Robinson, just rolls off the tongue, or Bailey Zappe.
Just call him DTR.
Who do you have a better chance with, Leroy? And do you even have a chance against Tua Tagovailoa and this Dolphins team that seems to be getting a little more into form?
Before you answer that, Leroy, what's the weather going to be like on Sunday?
It'll be like 45, 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's going to be
Here's the deal, but it's going to be raining. But it will be raining. The deal. Here's the deal. Okay? I'm going to give you all of the options for the three guys. Jameis Winston makes some of the greatest throws that you have ever seen.
We're lucky we're not facing him.
And some of the worst.
Still lucky we're not facing him.
It's literally a crapshoot. He can throw for 500 and no picks, and he can throw for 150 and four picks. You don't know.
He's exciting. And
I wish he could get that under control because he is fun to watch.
He is praying more.
Now, he asked God to take away the pick sixes, but he should have just said the picks, right? DTR is young. And the problem is he's never had a substantial run to where he can go through the bumps and bruises of being a quarterback in the NFL. Some of it may be on him, but some of it is just if you start your career as a backup, you never get a flow of being a quarterback. And sometimes guys who always come in like that either try to press too much or don't pick up on the speed of the game. And Bailey Zappe has played.
He started.
And so when you think of him, you think of a guy who has, regardless of what his skill set is, who has played and played a lot. So that's your three options. The fact that what I would literally do is I would just let DTR and try to coach him up and see what you got, right? And see if you can get him comfortable where he can go out and relax and play. Because young guys coming in those moments, right, they want to make a name for themselves. They want to show they can be the starter. And sometimes it doesn't come across. They hold the ball too long. They don't want to throw those little short passes that everybody's throwing, and you end up getting yourself in trouble.
Quick fact.
So
what is your best option if you're a Cleveland Browns fan or whatever to win? If you're a Cleveland Browns coach, what is your best option at quarterback?
If you, of the three.
It's all about winning.
Jameis.
That's what I said.
Because you know Jameis going to push the ball down the field. Like these young quarterbacks get in the game, they're scared to launch it. And whenever they do launch it, it's, it's because they're under pressure. Jameis is going to sit in the pocket. He's going to be calm. He just might throw it to the other team.
All right.
And that has more to do with, I think Jameis needs to better understand the game that he's playing, right? Every game can be 400. Sometimes a 400-yard game is only 200 yards, but being 20 of 22.
So Stefanski's not on the foreman, right? He's good. He's good for next season, right?
Huh?
Stefanski's ass is not on the foreman. He's not on the grill. Like, his job is secure.
No. Right? Like, what?
Okay, I'm just saying.
He's had seven quarterbacks in 2 years that still made the playoff.
The reason why I asked that is because Cleveland might not want to win many more games to improve their draft status. So that's why you might play DTR more so than play Jameis.
Hey, can I just say this?
No.
Like, you making it sound like if they really wanted to win, they could.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they trying. Right? So, stop, all this, we might as well go out there. No, they trying to win.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't worry about that. You worry about the wrong thing. And let me just throw this out there. All these people who say we should tank for X, y'all making it sound like your management and your GM and your owner want the same guy you want. For example, Bryce Young over CJ Stroud. Okay? It happens.
Not looking too bad now.
Who, Bryce Young? Not looking too bad, but I still take CJ Stroud.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But Bryce is...
I'm just saying, like we all, everybody, all these fans and people that talking on the radio like us say, ooh, I know who I would want. Like, you making the assumption that those teams want that same guy.
Right. Did you know going into this coming Sunday, when the start of the game happens, the Dolphins will have played all the three lost teams in the league. The Patriots, they played them twice. The Raiders, they beat them. They'll play the Browns this weekend.
Oh, three-win teams, yes.
Yes, three-win teams. Yeah. Titans, Jaguars.
You know what's crazy about the Browns?
They had three wins. A lot of things. They paid Deshaun Watson after all that craziness.
Listen, wait. No, I'm going to rock your world with this one.
Hey.
They got three wins.
It's against good teams.
One against the Steelers and one against the Ravens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to beat teams in your division.
Yep.
Do they have any chance, though, Leroy, against the Miami Dolphins? Do the Dolphins have a – I mean, they obviously have a good chance of winning.
Here's what the chance is. I'm going to tell you exactly.
How what's their path
Jerry
to victory?
Jerry Jeudy is really good.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
And I would say that defensive line – Myles Garrett is a monster.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he makes me look like Dan Day.
Good.
And that – like y'all see – I'm telling you, like, he could pick me up and swaddle me like a baby.
Big guy.
And I ain't no small dude.
Hey, yo.
I'm just saying, like, that dude is the real deal. And when you see people blocking him, you're like, oh my goodness. But the way they've been getting beat is in the secondary. Which is crazy because they got good players out there.
All right, let me ask you this question as well.
Sure.
Say that Denver beats Cincinnati on Saturday. And Chargers beat New England on Saturday. I mean, on Sunday. That means the Dolphins will be out the playoffs. Will that affect the players' mindset, or do
you know why?
Or will they what the Detroit Lions did? Because that to me will prove a lot. Say that they do really.
What they're thinking right now.
Okay.
We want to have a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, all the other stuff. Right. If you can have a winning record for the last 5 years, that's not like, I get. Everybody's talking about the playoffs and what you've done in the playoffs and whatever. That's no small feat in this league to have a winning record that many years in a row. It's just not. There's only a handful of teams that do it. And I could also, you know, say this, right? I don't know, like in sports, if I'm ready to blow something up and you're talking about a 2-game difference. You see what I mean? I get 3-12, 3-whatever, you're not even close. But I give you 9 wins and 4 of those was without Tua and 1 or 2 of them were a 60-yard field goal and something like that where you were in those games, can you go and say, let's blow it up and start over when
– Leroy, it's 3 years.
The
streets are going to need a body, Leroy. Somebody's going to have to go.
Well,
because here's what happens. Listen, you go 9-8. If I go 9-8 as a GM, I can be like, with everything you're about to tell me, two are missing 4 games. You know what I'm saying?
Vlad.
I'm just saying.
I understand how people think, and I'm not even disputing what you're saying. But what I am saying is this, that can you honestly say that you're that far away?
You're far.
No. Okay, and I tell you this. Give me one thing, and that is health. And I know it can't be promised, but you've had your stars hurt for the last 3 years at the end of the year. And so to say to an owner or to say to your fans that I don't care the circumstances in which we ended up this way, I just hate the fact that we're here, I'm getting rid of some people, and then you end up worse off than you were. Like, I just think there needs to be more of a conversation than streets need a body.
If for 3 years, if you've been setting up for something and you've seen what's going on, like we talked about earlier when we started the show, Kansas City has suffered injuries as well, yet they've been able. Look, other teams have suffered injuries as well, right? And they've been
I'm not even saying that.
Right. So then now you got to look at, if you're trying to compete with the Baltimores, the Kansas Cities, and the Buffaloes of the world, and you're still not able to beat them, healthy or not healthy, you're still not able to beat them, and you're not getting. And when they suffer injuries, their second string or their third string are able to come along and produce for them. And it's not happening for the Dolphins.
I would say this. It depends on, it doesn't depend on the injuries. It depends on who. And I would say if there's one fault of team construction, I'm going to give you two that I personally was a little upset about and had questions about. It was how you put together the offensive line and the fact that there's a couple of guys that you let walk for cheap that could have been impact players. And Van Ginkle comes to mind right away. But it's a harder thing to say something about Van Ginkle when your defense has been pretty good. Your defense has kept you in most of these games. So I'm not going to even sweat that too much. Although I look at it from the standpoint of both of your rushes are going to be out for a substantial amount of time. You knew this when the season started. You knew this before it was time to sign it. And what you could have got Van Ginkle for to see the production he's having somewhere else, and what the production he had here. Right? Now, that being said, they drafted Chop Robinson, so maybe they thought, okay, we got that covered. The offensive line for the last 2 or 3 years has been, and think of it this way. If you look at the successful teams in the league, there's two constants on that team. Offensive line and quarterback. All the other pieces, you want to have quality players there. You would like to have, you know, in the case of Baltimore and Philly, you would like to have that stud running the football. But the consistent portions of that team are offensive line and quarterback. And I think with all the moving parts, with injuries, with guys not performing, that you've had on the offensive line, it's been covered up by Tua. But when Tua gets under pressure, it's not because Tua can't decide where to throw it. It's that he throws it so quick and still doesn't have time to throw the football. That is a problem with me. That's a serious problem. Because he already gets rid of the ball. You should have a great offensive line because your quarterback gets rid of it quicker than anybody in the National Football League.
Tua said that. Don't worry about the line. I get rid of the ball quick, but there's been some other parts.
And even that's been quick.
And we're going to get to that.
The two things I have a problem with. Other than that, man, like, you're going to have some moving parts. They might move a receiver. They might do some other things because I really think they like Malik Washington. I do. Okay? So you're going to have some moving parts there. The other thing is, y'all watch how they use Jonnu Smith the next couple of years.
You got him for one more year for sure. They got him under contract.
Right.
So.
Oh, no. Hey, you look at the way, you know, George Kittle, you look at the way some of these teams use that tight end. Right? Oh no, he's gonna be here.
All right, so we can look forward to that. We're gonna get more into the Dolphins game, some of the parts that are working, some of the parts that aren't working. But up next, LeBron James always saying something interesting. He did it again yesterday. We'll discuss here on Tobin and Leroy 560 WQAM. For the longest time, Christmas Day was all about NBA all day, and yesterday the NBA was out and about loud and proud with some great games. Probably the crown jewel was the 115-113 Lakers win over the Warriors. After the game, LeBron James feeling himself and basically courtside said, "I love the NFL, but today is our day. Today is our day."
That's right.
NBA trying to take back Christmas from
the
NFL.
They did, man. They laid the smackdown. Yeah, now don't get it twisted. The ratings will probably not say it. No, the ratings won't say it because everybody was watching Netflix. But if you were watching, if you're talking about just entertaining, like game
quality of viewing,
NBA from noon to 1 a.m. this morning, all the games were entertaining and great to watch.
I agree, but at the same time, I'm one of those guys that's a traditionalist. Like, man, I gotta, you know, I'm an NBA guy on Christmas Day. I grew up my whole life. That's what you do. That's what you watch. It used to be the first time you could actually watch NBA games back in the day. I want to just watch NBA games all day. And then 1 o'clock starts creeping around and you go, man, there's a commercial on. Let's just flip on Netflix real quick. You're not going back until it's a blowout, and then you're just waiting.
No, I didn't. No, bro.
Waiting for the next game.
No, not really, bro. The games weren't that exciting.
So you're willing to watch the NBA over Beyonce Knowles performing.
I took a shot.
Shaboozy.
I took a shot when the Netflix performance came on.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was time to go. All right. I mean, I've seen many Beyonce performances before.
Netflix, were you having issues with your Netflix?
No issues with the Netflix.
I didn't have any issues, but some people are saying they were having problems with it buffering.
I didn't have no issues with the Netflix. So, but it was weird, though. Here's the thing, though. I would say this. Too many, like, mismatching. Like, you know, they were just grabbing people from other networks and just putting them together. I would have thought established team. And second, your Netflix, I would have assumed you would have had something better. It was just like a regular standard broadcast. Well, at least with the NBA, like they did things for the kids. They had Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse playing.
Duncan and
yeah,
stuff.
Hey, listen, I wasn't impressed with it, but you know who was impressed with it? My little nephew, my little cousins. They loved it. So I gave the NBA credit. Not only were the games entertaining, but they did something to try to get a different audience to watch.
Well, they had to.
No.
The NFL did it with the slime. They've been doing that for a couple of years now on Nickelodeon. So now the NBA is trying to do something.
Right. No, I give that. But like I said, I wasn't before you walked in. We're talking about LeBron's statement about like how he loves the NFL, but you know, Christmas Day is the NBA, and we said we love the NBA games, like the NBA games from
the NBA games were all the. Well, here's the other thing. It did help that most of those in the NBA. I didn't see the last one.
That was good too.
But all the way up until the Lakers, they were good games.
No, the last one was good as well. And the stars were out, and the stars played.
Right. So, agree or disagree with me, yesterday was the new age of how Christmas is going to be sports-wise. You're going to turn on the NBA game at first. You're going to turn to the NFL game. As soon as the NFL game isn't competitive, you're going to go back to the NBA game. As soon as the NFL game starts, you're going to go back to the – you're going to bounce back and forth to whatever's more competitive.
Here's what I would say.
But you're going to start with the NFL. NFL has priority.
The NBA has – a unique built-in thing going on into their games. You're never out of it.
That's true.
And so with football, especially with the teams that were playing, if they get a 10-14 point lead, it's over. You can tell. And you can be off of those games a lot quicker. With the NBA, because I think Dallas was getting blown out.
Yeah, they can always.
And then Kyrie went Kyrie.
Right, right. That doesn't happen in football as much. So basketball is always gonna have like you. Let me see if they pull close. Oh, let me see if they. Then next thing you know, 7-point game, and you're like, okay, the football game is always gonna be 14 points. You know, for a while.
And also, this was the NFL absolutely trying. You know, definitely. Peacock is showing their chest.
I gotta tell
but
you.
Next year it's going to be very interesting because next year the game, it will fall on a Thursday. Christmas falls on a Thursday, which would be a normal Thursday night game for them. I'm going to see if they're going to try to do a triple header, and that way it's better than having what they had this season because you forced the four teams play. No, you forced the four teams play on Saturday, and then they played Wednesday, which was kind of weird, bro. It was very weird.
Right. Vlad, answer your own question.
Well, what is the NFL going to do?
They're going to do a triple header next season.
Yeah, Vlad.
I don't know. It's going to be, actually, it's going to fall on days where the competition may be better because you don't have that quick of a turnaround. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Not at the days.
Here's the deal. Here's what I would say, Vlad. I would say, I would move the Thursday game earlier and only have one game. Especially, I do believe, like, when the numbers come out.
Oh, it's going to be great numbers.
Not for football.
I think they, what, Netflix? It's first.
It's first trial. I don't like chasing my sports. Right?
Yeah, well, guess what?
Here's the deal. I have Roku, so I can go to DirecTV, I can go to Netflix, I can go to, but you got to get in and out of the app.
Yeah, you do.
And so I can't switch.
That's a good point.
I can't just switch up and down the channel for my football or my basketball. I got to get out of DirecTV and go into. So when I leave DirecTV and go to Netflix, and then I see that game is doo-doo, and then I go back to DirecTV, like, I'm like, okay, let me just chill with this basketball. That's what happened to me.
All right.
No, because reason why, if you notice, yesterday was the first time, I think in a long time, that every game on Christmas was on ABC.
They knew.
Wasn't like two games were on ESPN, and then the remaining game was on ABC. I didn't peep that until later. I was like, oh, wait a minute, every game's on ABC.
You know what else threw me off with this year? Playoff games in college on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go search a little bit.
It's the age that.
So y'all need to get y'all advertising up. Because you almost lost me, and I didn't even know why.
It's the age that we live in, and that brings up a good question, which I will ask you after this on Tobin and Leroy 560 WQAM.